You're listening to Ruby Sea Witch. This content is made by a consenting adult for the listening pleasure of other consenting adults. You can find my content on r/Ruby's Enchanted Lagoon or on Reddit, Pornhub, Twitter, and Patreon at Ruby Sea Witch. Please do not download, rehost, re-upload, or redistribute my content. Thanks for listening. Honey, are you awake? I can hear some groaning in there. Are you still in bed? Can I come in? How can you not hear me? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm leaving. Okay. Yes, I'm out in the hallway. Well, I can't really close it without looking, so just put something on. Okay, are you decent? Can I, come back in? Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I did not know that you were wearing headphones. Gosh, this is so embarrassing. No, I don't think you're a weirdo at all. It's natural to, you know, release some tension. Look, I'm sorry, you look beet red. This is nothing to be ashamed about, okay? It's a little embarrassing for me because I just walked in on you masturbating while you, on the other hand, were in your room with the door closed. Still, you could have locked it, but... Okay, this isn't really what I came here to talk about. Well, I mean, okay, sort of, but... Okay, listen. I think it's time we have a heart-to-heart conversation. Yes. It's about you spending all your time in your room. I know that you're letting your standards slip because your father isn't here to keep you in check, and you must see me as some random woman that can't tell you how to live your life, but... Well, mister, when I married your father, I swore to be the perfect housewife, and it's not an unruly son that's going to stop me. Oh. Are you now? You're not that bad. Well, the way I see it is, there's a young man living here that does go to sleep at 4 a.m., and his room reeks the smell of semen. Oh, please, don't act so shocked. Not after what just happened. I know what you're up to, and I completely understand. A guy your age has so much testosterone in his body, it's perfectly fine to get it all out. Speaking of... getting it all out. I've got to ask you to stop using your underwear to unload in. Oh, come on, don't be so bashful. I'm just saying it's a bit, well, it's not that fun to grab your laundry and get sticky hands after putting it in the wash. Aw, didn't know you could get even more red. Fine, sorry. I'm teasing you about this, and I shouldn't. I'm kind of your mom, after all. Do you still see me as just your stepmom, even after all this time that we've lived together? I know we haven't really connected yet, but surely you enjoy my company, right? You guess? Making you dinner, taking you shopping, going out to the pool. Those are all just things a mom does with their son. What do I have to do to become your mom? What do you mean you don't know? There must be something that I can do. Okay, how about this? Why don't I give you some pointers for your masturbation marathons? Well, I know they're marathons because you head to bed early, and yet I still hear some moans coming from your room well past midnight. Come on, stop blushing so much. You don't have to be embarrassed about having this conversation with me. Think of it as a learning experience, okay? Good. All right, so let's address the first issue, which is ejaculating into your underwear. No, ejaculating into your underwear is fine as long as you do the laundry. but it's a little bit disgusting to put my clothes in right after yours go in the washing machine. Well, the alternative that most guys use is tissues. Tissues aren't enough. They don't absorb it that much? Well, how much do you ejaculate? A lot. How about finishing your business in the toilet? You can just flush it away when you're done, right? Don't worry about me. If I see you sneak off to the bathroom, I won't bother you. Just promise me you won't be wearing headphones then. You need to sneak off a lot. You mean how often per day that you masturbate? Wow. Well, honey, that is a lot. Does it not hurt to do it that much? A little pain, and it gets really red? Sweetie, it sounds like you might be doing it wrong. Well, masturbation should feel good. You shouldn't be in pain trying to get your next release. Come on, show me. You heard me, young man. Show me your penis. No, I'm not leaving until you do. You're going to show me your penis right now, or I'm taking you to the doctor. Oh yes, I'm dead serious. This doesn't sound healthy at all, what you're doing, and I refuse to let this sit as is. Good boy. Now, let me examine here. Well, okay, firstly, it's obvious that there's some chafing here. Do you use lube when you're masturbating? Not even lotion? Wow, okay. There's your first problem. You can rub one out without lubrication for what we call a quickie, but if you plan to have an enjoyable session, or more than one, you really need to keep it friction-free. What you'll need to do tonight is put some lotion on it and see if it'll heal. Well, you just apply some in your hand and give your penis a few slow strokes to set it in. I'd pay extra attention to the underside of your tip here. Oh, did I hurt you? I'm sorry. It just kind of jumped and I thought you were in pain. You're so tense. Just relax. Don't think about anything. Focus on my hand. I'm gonna touch it again, okay? There we go. Wow, it's really warm. Are you in any pain? A little, huh? I think I should show you how to masturbate. Can I do that for you? Okay, good. Since you don't have any lotion, I'll have to improvise a little. Okay. Oh, don't be so coy. Just pretend it's lotion. Now, I'm gonna make my hand into a fist and slowly pump up and down. The trick is to keep a good amount of pressure, but don't choke it. Your penis has a lot of nerve endings, and it can be quite sensitive in some spots. Now, will you jump if I touch the underside of your tip again? See? My saliva. Or, you know, in your case, lotion, maybe. It makes my thumb glide over it so easy. You have to pay extra attention to what's called the head. Note this helmet-like shape? It's a little squishy. Like a sponge. And it's actually kind of fun to press lightly on it. Right, sorry. Just got carried away. After giving it a good amount of pumps, you can slide your hand down, like this, and just cradle your testicles. Just be sure to handle them gently. They're called family jewels for a reason. Still, don't be afraid to play around with them. Palm one with your hand, push it around carefully with your fingers, and then do the same to the other one. No, it's fine. You can moan. It's supposed to feel good. It's actually flattering, you know. I didn't think I still had it in me. Your father doesn't really pay attention to me. Well, he never really did. I figured that his sex drive was affected by his work, but I... forget it. All right, I'll tell you. God, what am I doing? So, your father keeps himself busy with his work, but I'm here at home all day with just my thoughts, and as you can imagine, a woman has her own needs. Hearing you jacking off all night doesn't help at all. And... this is getting me so wet. I said that out loud. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I blurted that out. Wait a minute. You just got harder. Are you getting turned on just from knowing that your cock is making me wet? Oh, that is fantastic. I think I just found my very own boy toy to use. Do you see how I'm rubbing my thighs together? Desperately trying to give myself a bit of pleasure as I stroke your perfect cock. Oh, yes, baby, it's perfect. It looks so good. I just want to kiss it. You like that. I can tell by how hard you've become. You wouldn't mind if I did it again. And again. This is addicting. To have so much power over you like that. Now, I'm gonna keep going, but I have a few rules first. If you say no to any of them, I'm stopping this right now. Got it? Great. The first rule is that you'll be an obedient, good boy. You won't stay cooped up in your room all day. You won't shuffle around the house. You won't skip out on your chores. You'll do everything I tell you to do the moment I want you to. Do you agree with this new rule? Oh, good boy. The next rule is that you'll call me mommy. No more stepmother bullshit. I'm your mommy, who's going to take care of her good little boy. And I want you to acknowledge that. Now, what's my name? Oh, that's right. It's Mommy. And you're my good boy. You're such a good boy for your mommy, aren't you? I love your little moan so much. I could do this all day. Maybe another time. Oh yes, we're going to do this again. I'm in charge of this house, and if you're living here, you have to pitch in. What better way to help your mommy out than by giving her all of your cum? That's right. You're going to give me every single drop. Actually, one more rule. No more coming in your underwear. If you want to come, you will come to mommy, and she'll tell you where you can come. No, in fact, if you want to masturbate, you come to mommy. I don't want you to even graze your cock with your own fingers. Only your mommy can touch your perfect cock. Not if you agree. Oh, I love this. You're mine. You're going to please me every day in any way that I see fit. You're going to wake up and kneel under the table while I eat breakfast, which you'll prepare for me. You'll rub every inch of my body with sun lotion while I lay naked by the pool. You're even going to beg me to give you release, to which I may or may not give you. I want you to earn your orgasms, each and every single one of them. But right now, since this is your first orgasm from me, I want you to come. You're close, aren't you? Here, let me help. Oh, you're squirming so much. You're on the edge. Don't worry. Mommy gives you permission to come. Come for your mommy. Come for mommy, that's it. Oh, good boy. That's right. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, God, I love your cock. That's right. Are you gonna come for mommy? Yeah? Oh, come on then. Give it to me. Give me all of your cum. Come on, baby. You're such a good boy for me, aren't you? That's right. Come on. Come on. Come for me. I can feel you throbbing. That's right. Let it go. Give me all of your cum. Oh, wow. You're coming so hard. Oh, it's so warm. Just coating my hand in your thick, hot cum. Naughty boy. Wow. That was so hot. Can't believe I did that. It was so exhilarating to tell you what to do. And you listened to every word I said. Your father barely acknowledges me after marrying him, and yet you're hooked to whatever comes out of my mouth. Mommy's so happy this happened. Oh, I'm sorry. I just got lost in thought and kept on stroking you. You must be so sensitive. Shh, shh, shh. Don't say anything. Mommy's got you. Lay back down and breathe in and out slowly. Come on. Take a deep breath. And out like this. Such a good boy. Now don't move. I'll go grab a towel and I'll clean you up. Or maybe a pair of your underwear. You'll do the laundry after, right? Good. Just gonna clean up your mess. There. Now, I'm gonna go wash my hand off and prepare dinner while you put in the wash. After that, you can kneel on the floor and return the favor to me while I watch TV. Think of it as another lesson, pleasing mommy. I've got you for a whole 2 weeks, and there's so many things I want to teach you. See you at the dinner table, baby.